In all connective tissues except blood, the cells secrete fibers of structural proteins called collagen and elastin. The fibers provide strength, elasticity, and flexibility to the tissues. These cells also secrete modified polysaccharides, which accumulate between cells and fibers and act as matrix or ground substance. Connective tissues are of three types: loose connective tissue, dense connective tissue, and specialized connective tissue. Loose connective tissues are again two types: areolar connective tissue, adipose connective tissue. Dense connective tissues are dense regular tissues, dense irregular tissues. Specialized connective tissues are cartilage, bone, and blood. Loose connective tissue, in that areolar connective tissues, the cells and fibers loosely arranged in a semi-fluid ground substance present beneath the skin. They serve as support framework for epithelium. They contain fibroblast cells that produce and secrete fibers, macrophages, and mast cells. Adipose tissues located mainly beneath the skin. They are specialized to store fats. Whenever excess of the nutrients, which are not stored immediately, used immediately, are converted into fats and stored in this tissue. Dense connective tissue, fibers and fibroblasts are compactly packed. Orientation of fibers show a regular or irregular pattern and are called dense regular and dense irregular tissues. In the dense regular connective tissue, the collagen fibers are present in rows between many parallel bundles of the fibers. Example, tendons, which will be muscle to bone connection, while ligament is bone to bone connection. Then when we talk about the dense irregular tissue, tissues has fibroblast and many fibers, mostly collagen, that are oriented differently. Dense irregular connective tissue present mostly in the skin. Specialized connective tissues, example, cartilage, bones, and blood. The intracellular material of cartilage is solid, pliable, and resist compression. Cells of cartilage, that is chondrocytes, enclose in small cavities within the matrix secreted by them. Most of the cartilages in vertebrate embryos are replaced by bones in adults. Cartilage is present in the tip of nose, outer ear joints, between adjacent bones of the vertebral column, limbs, and hands in adults. When we talk about the bones, bones are very hard and non-pliable ground substance, rich in calcium salts and collagen fibers, which give bone its strength. Bone cells, that is, osteocytes, are present in the spaces called lacunae. Bones are known to provide structural frame to the body. They support and protect softer tissues and organs. Limb bones, example, long bones of the legs, serve weight-bearing functions. They also interact with skeletal muscles attached to them to bring about movements. The bone marrow in bone site is the production of the blood cells. That's why they are called as hematopoietic tissues. When we talk about blood, blood is a connective tissue containing plasma, red blood corpuscles, white blood cells, and platelets. Blood is the main circulating fluid that helps in the transport of various substances. Muscle tissues are very special. Each muscle is made up of many long cylindrical fibers arranged in parallel arrays. These fibers are composed of numerous fine fibrils called as myofibrils. Muscle fibers contract in response to stimulation and then relax and return to their uncontacted state in a coordinated fashion. Their action moves the body to adjust to the changes in the environment and to maintain the positions of the various parts of the body. In general, muscles play an active role in the movements of the body. Muscles are of three types: skeletal, smooth, and cardiac. Skeletal muscles are also called as striated or voluntary muscles. Smooth muscles are known as non-striated or visceral muscles, and cardiac muscles are called as heart muscles. Skeletal muscles closely attach to the skeletal bones. They are having striations or stripes present in the muscle fiber. In a typical muscle, striated or stripped skeletal muscle fibers are bundled together in a parallel fashion. A sheath of tough connective tissue encloses several bundles of muscle fibers. Smooth muscles always taper at both the ends or fusiform and do not show striations. Cell junctions hold them together and they are bundled together in a connective tissue sheath. They found in the wall of internal organs like blood vessels, stomach and intestine. They are involuntary by nature as their functioning cannot be directly controlled, or they do not contract just by thinking or willing, etc., about them as we can do with skeletal muscles. Cardiac muscles are very special. They are contractile tissue but involuntary, present only in the heart. Cell junctions fuse the plasma membranes of the cardiac muscle cells and make them stick together. Communication junctions, that is intercalated disc, at some fusion points allow the cells to contract as unit. That is, when one cell receives a signal to contract, its neighbors are also stimulated to contract. Last and very important is neural tissue. Neural tissue exerts greatest control over the body, is responsiveness to changing conditions. They are responsible for control and coordination of the body. Neurons, the unit of nervous system or neural system, are excitable cells. The neuroglial cell, which constitute the rest of the neural system, protect and support neurons. Neuroglia make up more than one half the volume of neural tissue in our body. When a neuron is suitably stimulated, an electrical disturbance is generated, which swiftly travels along its plasma membrane. Arrival of the disturbance at neuron's endings or output zone triggers events that may cause stimulation or inhibition of adjacent neurons and other cells. In the 9th class, you have already studied about nervous tissue, which makes nervous system and composed of specialized cells called neuron. A neuron consists of a cell body or cyton with a nucleus and cytoplasm from which numerous hair-like structures arise called as dendrites. One long extension is called axon. Neurons are connected end to end to form nerves through connective tissues. Nervous tissue are found in brain, spinal cord and nerves. Nervous tissues are very important and they give us ability to respond to the stimuli. They transmit information from body parts to brain. They transmit orders from brain to the body parts. That's why nervous system and muscular system together control body movements in all the animals. Thank you.